Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock, and you're tuned in to CFR.
So, like, it is 2 o'clock and you're tuned into CFRC, but different host this week. Yeah, this is Whiplash, but again, this is not the voice you usually hear today. This is Chris taking over Whiplash for DJ LFN while she is abroad. Yeah, super smooth entrance there. Today, if you tuned in last week, you know this was kind of all over the place, I guess, as it should be with Whiplash. And I think this week is even more all over the place because I don't have DJ Mayhem to rein me in here. So we're just going to roll with it. But yeah, I've been sick as a dog this week, and I think a lot of people have been. And anyone at CFRC, slightly my fault. I think I was a bit of a super spreader last weekend before I realized that the sickness was coming. But yeah, I feel like I'm finally on the upswing though. I started getting sick on Sunday night and I think I'm almost fully back. We'll see if I eat my words later, but yeah, so feeling a bit better. I figured I'd leave the house today to, you know, really solidify that. And yeah, the weather is not cooperating, but it is what it is. Anyways, starting off, we do have some, I feel like I really categorize music by season more than anything. Like, all my playlists are like summer this or winter that. So we're starting off with some kind of summery tunes, I think. And it's starting off very chill today, a bit out of character for me, but these are just some songs I've been really into recently. We're gonna start off with Sweetest Heart by Rachel Bobbitt, who's an artist from the East Coast who just released an album at the end of 2025. And yeah, I think I just found her on TikTok and she was like, I'm from Nova Scotia. And I was like, immediately I'm listening. Because if you know me, you know I have an extreme bias for East Coast artists. It's my favorite scene, I would say. So Sweetest Heart by Rachel Bobbitt, a very sweet song. I'm excited to listen to it in the summer while I sit by the pier. Then we have Lonely Touch by Sarah Kinsley, who's another fairly new artist. I think her first releases online, or at least are around like 2018, 2019. And she just released an EP called Fleeting, and we're gonna play Lonely Touch from that EP. Then after that, Sans Soleil by Alex is on Fire, because we saw a beautiful copy of that record at a store downtown recently, and I was like, let me listen to that again. And we have a few more tracks after that, but I think I will save my yapping about that until after we started the music. So first off, Sweetest Heart with Rachel Bobbitt here on CFRC.
Stretching lips out wanting me. Lonely touch. So ironic. I feel enough to know what is coming. Lonely sun. Somehow still running. It's so in love. You could vomit.
Just to speak, not to. I'm not afraid to
That last track you just heard was Memento Mori by Girlfriends and Boyfriends. Before that, we had Sans Soleil by Alexis. Alex is on fire. Alexis on fire. Still undecided. I think I have this conversation every time I play one of their songs. Before that, Lonely Touch by Sarah Kinsley and Sweetest Heart by Rachel Bobbitt. Both of those are more new artists. Girlfriends and Boyfriends, I found them on a playlist during COVID where I found a lot of new-ish Canadian artists. It was called Sounds Like the 80s, But It's New. And I feel like that's pretty accurate for them and a lot of those bands that were on there. That's also how I found Traitors, who I'm playing next. Okay, transition. And I feel like that last song kind of transitioned us into a bit of a new wave kind of thing, which is what we're doing with the next few tracks. So we're starting with Selfish Hunger by Traitors off of their new album, Possessor, which came out last Friday. Last Friday, I think I played Dream Drowning, which I think... actually, no. I think this track might have overtaken it as my favorite right now. I think Selfish Hunger is now my favorite. Because Dream Drowning, upon first listen, when I just skimmed, that one was my favorite. But I also think that's partly because it was released a bit in advance. So I had a chance to, you know, really sit with it. So it had a bit of an advantage there. But this week, I think Selfish Hunger is my favorite. So that's the song I picked to play next. After that, another band. I think I found all three of these bands on that same playlist. Shout out to the person who made that playlist like 5 years ago. Cuts You Inside by House of Harm. And again, House of Harm is another one of those kind of new wave bands. Still very young, but their music definitely sounds like it could have been 80s, 90s. Then after that, we're going to play Infiltrator by Nine Inch Nails, specifically because of a conversation we were having here at CFRC the other day, because somebody found an article basically saying, oh, this album is a complete flop for them, not a success. And we were like, what? We all really liked the Tron soundtrack that they did. But yeah, we looked into it, and apparently the article was saying it was a failure because it didn't breach the top 10. And I'm like, for a soundtrack album with a lot of instrumentals, I don't think that's crazy. I feel like that's a really high bar to hold them to. And I really enjoyed it. So I picked a track off that because I was listening to it out of spite after we talked about that album. And I really liked Infiltrator, so that's what I went with. And then we're going to finish off the set with another electronic track. We're basically going new wave to electronic, and I feel like in a kind of cascading way. We're finishing with Machine Girl. I love Machine Girl off their album Wolf Girl, which is my favorite album by them. We're playing Crystal URL Cyber Palace Mix. And I'm specifically playing this one because it reminds me of Coconut Mall from Mario Kart. And that like helps me get a lot done. So when I'm listening to this one, I'm just like zooming around and I'm at my most productive. So maybe if you're trying to do work this afternoon, that one will get you going. So stay tuned for that. Starting off, Selfish Hunger by Traitors here on Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. Jesse, was that or was that not Coconut Mall for cool people? That's what it feels like. That was Crystal, URL Cyber Palace Mix by Machine Girl. And again, it helps me get a lot done because it feels like Coconut Mall. It just feels like I'm cruising through life and everything's bright and colorful. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that one. Next up, I feel like I always have to have a set that has this theme. Even when I used to do Witching Hour, we had an emo twerp loser segment. And yeah, that's the vibe of this next set. But in a different way than we usually do it. I feel like this is a slight deviation. So I was talking last week about how I have my emo summer playlist, and it's just songs. May really saw my vision. I appreciated having her here to validate me there. Just like, again, wired headphones, back of the bus, it's sweltering hot, you're so greasy, and your black eye makeup is like dripping down your face. And that's it. Stinky vibe. So that's what we're doing next, but it's less, I think, heavy and grimy this week. We're going more like pop punk stinky. And part of the reason for this is because I was listening to Fall Out Boy, like old Fall Out Boy, earlier this week. Because, again, I feel like lately I've been talking and I hear myself and I'm like, get off your phone, girl. But there's this audio that's going around that's like, Fall Out Boy, get out of my ear. And I saw a girl posted a video and she said, me when I'm having a bad day and Fall Out Boy is in my ear telling me about how easy I am and how many bridges I should drive off. And I thought that was really funny. And it got me listening to old Fall Out Boy. And they certainly are talking about how easy I am and how many bridges I should drive off of. And sometimes I am like, Fall Out Boy, get out of my ear. So I'm going to subject you to that right now. So we're doing Chicago Is So 2 years Ago from their album Take This To Your Grave, which I think was 2003. Dang, over 20 years ago. That's nuts. Also, a big theme on the show for me is A, get off your phone. B, you're old. Because I look at these albums and they came out over 20 years ago. So we're going to start with Chicago Is So 2 years Ago by Fall Out Boy. Then similar, I think, energy, Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World. Then we're doing Pierce the Veil, Props and Mayhem, which again, I think lives in a similar world to those other tracks. And in our like sweaty summer emo world, I think that's where that lives. And also I do put together these playlists and I kind of like am acting like Erin, who usually hosts the show, is dead. I'm like, she would have loved this one. And she loves this album, as do I. I decided to throw that one in honor of DJ LFN, who's not with us. She's with us like on this earth, but she's not with us right now. So yeah, that's our next set. I hope you enjoy it. Then I will come back, say some goodbyes, and we'll get into our last few songs for the afternoon. It's gone by pretty fast. Enjoy Chicago Is So 2 years Ago by Fall Out Boy.
Shoot that. Girl, you might hold your breath until your breathing stops forever, forever. The only thing you'll get is this curse on your lips. I hope they taste of me forever. There's a light on in Chicago, and I know I should be home. And all the colors of the street signs, they remind me of the pickup truck out in front of your neighbors.
There's a love with us, 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 there's a love with us,
That last track you just heard, if you didn't know, was Props and Mayhem by Pierce the Veil. Emo classic again. Before that, we had Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World and Chicago Was So 2 years Ago by Fall Out Boy. I have to say, I'm usually pretty shameless, but honestly, playing a 2003 Fall Out Boy track, that was a feeling sitting here in the studio. Anyways, we are coming to the end of the show today. So thank you again for tuning in. Again, DJ LFN will be back in a few weeks. I think last week is the last week you'll be sitting with me or someone else. Who knows? Step up. Anyone who'd like to. We're going to finish off with a track from... What time is it? Okay. I'm going to save the track originally I was going to play for next week. It's a little too long, but I'm very excited about it. So tune in for that next week. I'm going to finish off with Butterfly by Grimes, just because I've been listening to it a lot recently. I don't want to talk about how I played Grimes last week as well. I really don't want to talk about that. But yeah, again, very fun, silly vibes, I think, to finish off the episode. And I think we did the same thing last week. Honestly, from the same album as well. I think it was also from Art Angels. So, yeah, I send you off into the afternoon. Stay tuned for Melodies of Myth with Smar coming up next, right here on CFRC.
Thank you. organization that partners with the Canadian Blood Services to facilitate blood donations and encourage students to join the stem cell registry. On campus, we hold booths and special events to raise awareness for the urgent need for blood donation and provide education countering common myths associated with the practice. We also directly provide students and community members with the opportunity to donate blood through our life buses and on-campus blood drives. We have several upcoming events. On Friday, March 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be holding a blood drive in the Biosciences Complex. On Tuesday, March 24th, at 5:15 p.m., the Life Bus will bring Queen students directly to the Canadian Blood Services location downtown to donate blood. The bus transports students free of charge, and after donation, students can enjoy snacks and pizza together with their friends. At the end of the trip, the Life Bus brings students back to Queen's campus in front of Mitchell Hall. Finally, on Thursday, March 26th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Victoria Hall front lobby, students can drop by our stem cell info booth, learn more about QUBT, and enjoy pizza and snacks at no cost. More information can be found at the link of our